Hello, this is Martin Patella for Life Enthusiast Podcast. And with me today is Dr. Howard Piper. And Dr. Piper is Doctor of Naturopathy, and he's also schooled in iridology, and he also was an optometrist in his day. And he knows a whole lot about prevention, which is what we at Life Enthusiast are all about. And I want to dip into Dr. Piper's deep well of knowledge. Having written 40 books, he studied a lot of topics. And the two that I want to talk about today is water and nitric oxide. Dr. Howard Piper, welcome.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you for having me. Yeah, wealth of knowledge, and I learn from my clients. I learn from my teachers from the 40s and the 50s and the 1960s of naturopathy. I learn from everybody. One of the biggest things for me is for me to constantly to learn. And because I self-publish my books, I can always revise them. What I thought was great information 20 years ago, and I realize that there's newer information to it, because I'm self-publishing, I can revise and I can add more information to the books that were, you know, a number of years ago. So for me, it's a constant repetition of learning and educating and teaching.
So how long have you been in the business of naturopathy?
Since the 70s, I was an optometrist, the first career. And then I learned through Dr. Jensen iridology, and I combined some iridology with optometry, and which was pretty interesting with some of my clients. And then in the early 90s, I became a naturopathic doctor in the mid 70s. And then in the early 90s, I made a career change and I became a naturopathic doctor. And I started writing books with a very dear friend of mine. We wrote about 12 books together. First book was Are You Poisoning Your Pets? It's kind of a little scary for some people, reality. Then we went to humans, the secrets of staying young.
Yeah.
The secrets to staying young.
So have you continued to practice naturopathy, or are you not now?
No, I love the initials behind my name. It says R-E-T.
That's for retired?
Retired. I love that. Unfortunately, but fortunately, I mean, I'm a teacher, and I love educating people if they're open, if they're willing to listen. So somehow people will get my email address. Somehow I will get these phone calls and sometimes even texts. You know, could you just answer one question for me? Can you please help me? So part of my sales ability is, well, buy the book, number one, read the book, and then we can talk. And what I love about that is they'll either buy it and they'll contact me, or they won't contact me anymore. So I'm out there, I'm available. People want information, I'd love to teach, and I try to carry a message as best as possible for when it comes to health.
That reminds me of many of the phone calls I get, which often are, oh, tell me which button to push. I want easy. I want a pill for that.
Yeah.
I'm saying there is no pill for the kind of illness that you're trying to get rid of.
And that's sad. Wow, I say this with some sadness. The career of being a naturopathic doctor, I'm the last doctor on the block. Mm. They've gone to the oncologist, they've gone to the cardiologist, they've gone to the proctologist, they've gone to acupuncture, they've gone to whatever, and I'm the last doctor to knock on the door.
Yes. Yeah, I'm oftentimes also the last resort.
Yeah.
Desperate calls.
Yeah. And it's sad. It's sad. And I try to give hope.
Mm-hmm. So interestingly enough, our paths are roughly parallel, although you're a decade ahead of me. And what I found interesting, that both of us ran into the secrets of water, that there isn't, that calling water just H2O is not enough, that there's actually much more to it than just chemistry, right?
Well, it's interesting. Yes, you mentioned Dr. Jensen. In one of Dr. Jensen's book, this is even before the water books came around. I think Jensen wrote that back in the 70s or 80s, where he talked about South America. There was this tribe that literally didn't grow old, and they were getting the water coming from the mountains, which created a vortex, which you and I have talked a little bit before the talk about electrolytes. And the water is pure and it's clear, and because it's a vortex, it's spinning. And the people were drinking the water. The people were feeding their animals with the water. They were using the water to grow. And they stayed young. Dr. Jensen in his book would talk about, I'm seeing people that are in their 80s and their 90s that I thought they were really when they were in their 40s and their 50s. So that was my first clue about the importance of not just water, but specific water and how it tumbles and how it creates a vortex and how it creates electrolytes. And I've written a couple books on the importance of electrolytes. Excuse me. And so what brought me to a place of writing book H2 Water for Life, which is available, all my books are available on Amazon, is that there are alkaline machines. They've been out there for years, and there are alkaline machines that will go ahead and make the alkaline water. They'll go ahead and purify the water. They'll create some form of a vortex, some sort of form of electrolyte. The missing boat, I mean, I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I thought alkaline machines were the greatest thing since the slice of bread. Not white bread.
They're not all made equal, and they don't all possess the secrets. There are dramatic differences, and it's not in the pH.
I've had probably 3 or 4 different companies giving me their machines for me to use to write about. And as I'm going through this, I go, well, there's got to be more than the alkaline water. There's got to be more, because when Dr. Jensen was talking about this, the vortex, it's creating these hydrogen bubbles. So I found a company and I found a gentleman to work together. And so that's when we wrote the book, H2 Water for Life. So it's not just the alkaline machines, as you mentioned. It's more than the pH. It's more than the ORP. It's more than all the other different things. It's the ability to create these hydrogen bubbles. And this is what helps our body maintain the absorption of the water. Yes, its water is lighter. Yes, it's softer. It's some people even say, I love giving people a glass of the machine that we have that I wrote about it in the book. This water tastes lighter. Is that possible? This water tastes softer. Do you have a soft water machine? No. I don't feel bloated. I said, this is the importance of what happens. And so in our book, H2 Water for Life, we found that this works extremely well. Now, fast forward, and this is in the book, there's some studies of football players, professional football players that have been getting brain concussions, traumatic brain injury, TBIs, and finding that the hydrogenated water has helped the ability of their healing process with that certain thing.
Speeds up the healing, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, in fact, when I try to explain it to people, I say it's this way. It's like paving a dirt road. All of a sudden, you can drive faster on it, and you don't have to inhale all the dust kicked up by the other traffic and so on, right? Anyway, better water, that means nutrients coming in at a greater quantity and quality, and toxins being removed with greater efficiency as well, right?
And the absorption of when we drink the water and we're taking our supplements, your supplements too, that I'm getting the benefit of that going into my cells. I'm getting the benefits. You know, the bioavailability is so important when it comes to nutrient. And there's a lot of companies out there, there's a lot of products out there. What I'm looking for is something to help carry those nutrients into my cells where they're absorbed, and that's where it needs to be done. And that's what's great about the hydrogen water.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, again, one of the basic building blocks of life. We mentioned prevention in our other talk, mm-hmm. and hydration is one of those ground blocks, cornerstones off wellness.
Absolutely. People think, well, if I just drink water from my tap, they're getting water. Or if they go into the health food store or supermarket and they're getting a bottle of water. I mean, I have a whole chapter over there of the liabilities of drinking that water. And it's sad of what people are drinking. During the pandemic, if I can mention this, last year, there are times in my life where I just stop and I'm grateful for what I have. If I need to stop spinning the world, and I'm grateful. And I realized it was my wife and I, we didn't have to run to the health food store to buy bottles and bottles and bottles of water. We didn't have to find, well, which has more alkalinity, which is the hydrogen, which is this, which is that. From the machine that we use, we had that constant ability of the water available for us, not having to go out to the stores and search and try to beat everybody around there, even if it's at a health food store, to get that water. We had the ability, we had the hydrogen, we had all this just in our own little cave where we sheltered in place.
And then the other building block, energy, right? The Krebs cycle, the ability to convert food into energy. There you are writing about that, right?
This is another book called Getting to Know NO, The Nitric Oxide Revolution. How I wrote this, I call myself a gym rat. I've been going to the gym 50 years, something like that. And usually I go like 4 or 5 times a week. And nitric oxide has been popular with bodybuilders for years. And there's a whole bunch of different sources of nitric oxide. And I said, well, this is interesting. There has to be more than just the ability of being a bodybuilder and taking nitric oxide supplement, let's say, for example. So I started looking into it and I said, wow, the population in the United States, the percentage of people that have one form or another of cardiac diseases is unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, in fact, I would like to butt in with the statistics, right? 50% of premature deaths are on cardiovascular reasons, 30% are on cancer, and the remaining 20% is everything else. So this NO is engaged and involved in the 50% of premature death.
And what nitric oxide is, I call it the mighty little molecule. It's a little molecule that stays in within the epithelial of the walls of our artery. When we're young and we're healthy, we have plenty of nitric oxide, and that keeps that flexibility of those arteries just nice and flowing. The magic number of usually 45 or 50 is that we lose the ability. Our bodies can make a lot of things. It's really, I know you're in a supplement company, in the business, but when we're younger, we have the ability, we can make our own glutathione. We can make our own vitamin C. We can make our own nitric oxide. We can make our own CoQ10. Sad is that when we get that 40, 45 age over there, all of a sudden the body starts to slow down a little bit, and we're not able to do what we did when we were youngsters. So, or if there's a condition where there's a health problem, that even makes it even worse. So we desperately need extra CoQ10. We especially need more glutathione. So what I found was we need more nitric, we need the ability to help create more nitric oxide. Because when we lose that ability, that's when the hardening of the arteries come in. That's when the arteries are not flexible. That's when we run into a lot of problems with plaque and all the other different things that can happen.
So in your book, are you explaining the solutions or are you just discussing supplementation?
No, there are solutions. All my books have solutions. I start off with, here are some of the problems, and then the back towards the solution. So for women with preeclampsia, that's a huge problem because they lose the ability of having that nitric oxide to help, you know, with the arteries. So with the solution, you're looking for the solution, got to read the book though, and the ability to be able to take something that's going to give the ingredients to help increase the, what they call the ENOS, the ability to increase epithelial nitric oxide. We lose ability at a certain age. We need desperately to find some form of ability. Now, there are a lot of companies that are selling bead powder. What I found was, again, as I mentioned in the previous show, that I do a lot of research and I do a lot of looking to see who's got the best of the best. Because if I'm going to recommend a company, they need to be, the source needs to be clean because my name is on the book and that's what people are looking for. So I found a company that uses red spinach. They combine arginine with citrulline. Because there's products out there. I mean, again, NO is not new. Bee powder's out there. There are companies selling arginine. Need arginine and citrulline need to be combined. It's just like there are company, and if I'm stepping across something, tell me. You can click me off. Calcium needs magnesium. Magnesium doesn't need calcium, but calcium needs magnesium, plus it needs a couple other vitamin D and a couple other trace minerals. So when a company's selling calcium by itself, I go, no, you need to find some combination. It's the same thing with arginine. Arginine needs citrulline to work together. This other company also uses folic acid, which helps because a lot of people are very deficient in the B complex. So this is all a preventive measurement and also the ability to help increase the nitric oxide to help prevent the future problem. And you mentioned before about iridology, and if you've done iridology, you understand that I will see a lot of cardiovascular problems that a person has inherited. And I say, this is what I see. Doesn't mean that you have it. This is a potential. This is what I would recommend. And a nitric oxide supplement would be one of the things I would recommend.
Right. All right. I mean, there's a whole lot going on in the food to energy conversion and it's a complex process, how the body generates.
Sure.
All right. Well, anyway, it's good to know that there are resources and that we could learn. And indeed, if your body's ability to stay energetic is going away, the good chance that your nitric oxide is lacking.
And that magic age again, we all can't stay 39 like Jack Benny. So as we get older, there's a need. There's just a need. It's, if we're healthy, there's still a need. If we're running into certain conditions, there's a desperate need to be able to supplement that.
Dr. Piper, you are a ray of sunshine in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will be posting the links to where people can find your books. I thank you very much for the time you gave us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Martin Patella for Life Enthusiast Podcast. We are restoring vitality to you and to the planet.